This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results. Before we get started, a quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO, Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. Now on to the show.
Welcome to the ABC broadcast. Welcome back to our continued coverage of the 2023 NECUSO Network here in lovely Las Vegas. And I have two lovely gentlemen here in the studio lounge.
Don't know that I've been called lovely, but I'll take it.
I had to say it because you guys are lovely. You're lovely gentlemen here. So we have Kyle Stutzman from GenUC. Kyle, how are you?
I'm doing well.
Good. You're looking very dapper in your jacket and your button-down shirt.
Yeah, well, we speak today. That's why we thought.
Oh, that's right. Okay, right on.
Got to play the part.
Well, and here's your partner in crime, so to speak, Mr. Jack Smith from Pure IT Credit Union Services.
Thanks for having us. It's springtime. You got to throw a little violet out.
Yeah, nothing wrong with that. Right. I'm on board with that for sure. All right, gentlemen. Hey, I'm not going to ask you this question because you just got in last night. But yeah. Jack, I'm going to ask you this question. How's the NECUSO conference going for you or the network?
It's been phenomenal. It's so great, Mike, to see it grow. Because we've been coming out for 6 years, and this is like so much different than 6 years ago. Like I remember the first time I came, I think it was maybe a.
It's half, a quarter of the size.
And now we're up to, like, I think 600 people.
Almost 600. They set a record this year, yeah.
And credit unions this year. Like, that's been really exciting because always the CUSOs are here. You have a few credit union leadership people here that are involved in the CUSOs. Mm-hmm. But I'm actually seeing a lot of new credit unions coming to the event to find vendors, I think. And so that's been exciting.
Yeah, I heard there were a lot of smaller credit unions actually came here, first time attendees. So I've seen a lot of
Sat in a breakout for this morning. There was a bunch of small credit unions having a session about collaboration and how do we help each other relevant. So it was a very good session.
Excellent. We need more of that for sure. Yeah. Kyle, you sound like you wanted to say something.
I'll give you a nugget about the conference.
Please do. And you're 2 hours you've been here?
2 hours I've been here. And it's extremely welcoming and collaborative. Yeah. You've said that just about the small credit unions. But I walked in this morning, got a nice plate of food, sat down for breakfast, put it at a table because there were some people there that I know I could talk with. Yeah. And then, went off to try to get a drink, some juice. And 15 minutes later, my food is freezing cold, and I've been talking, because people are just so welcoming. Yeah, you walk by, hey, I haven't seen you. Where have you been the last 2 days? So it was really fun.
Yep.
Worth the cold eggs.
No doubt.
I was going to say, I don't think I've finished a meal at the conference yet. Like, I think I start to eat, and then I start, I'm
perfect.
A talker,
new diet,
so I start talking. Yeah, it's perfect.
I had my first meal here this morning was breakfast. That was my very first one that I've had time for, so yeah.
That's crazy.
Yeah. It's meal talk here on CU Broadcast today.
We're going to talk about food.
No, let's talk about food. Actually, the food's really good here, too. So anyway, all right, guys. The one meal that I had was really good. So, all right, guys, we're talking about, you guys are actually talking a little later today, and the topic at hand is cloud, containers, compliance, and core. Wow, the quadruple C there.
4C. Right. C-cubed.
Wow. Oh, the 4Cs. Oh, C. Cubed?
Right, cubed. No, it's squared.
That would be three.
Squared. I'm sorry, squared.
That would be two.
No? Then what's four? Quad?
I have no idea.
This is not part of the
It's quad.
So we're cool.
It's quad.
It is quad.
I'm going to go back to math class for that one.
Sorry.
So anyway, it's 4Cs.
Yeah, cubed is three. I'm bad.
Okay. Well, it's usually when you're buying like a diamond ring is the 4Cs. Yeah. I don't know what those
Clarity,
are.
Clarity.
Cut.
Yeah.
And that's all I know.
I only had to buy it once. I don't remember. And that was
let me know it once
ago.
And get it out. Yeah. All right, guys. Well, hey, let's talk about. Give us a quick summary on the 4Cs here, which were again are cloud, containers, compliance, and core.
Yeah. Kyle? So we need some better maturity around our conversations with cloud. There's paradigm shifts that happen in technology.
Yeah.
And, as an industry, we are doing much better about taking steps intentionally to keep up, to do things with digital, do things with data. And cloud was conversation that, you look at something on an agenda and you think, oh, well, this is something that probably was talked about 5 years ago. But the state of cloud and the changes are drastic to the point where some legacy systems, take Core, for example, that always was, I have it in-house, which then, okay, well, now some core providers are hosting it. Well, there are ready examples of institutions running their core in the cloud today, even though it's still a majority, and there's a whole slew of credit unions that are talking about how they move forward with that in their roadmap.
Mm-hmm.
And we just get to conversations of, why would you run a server anymore, a mm-hmm. physical server?
Mm-hmm.
Why do you care about patching an OS? There are things that we still accept as normal parts of our technology today that we need to at least stop and recognize should not be part of our normal technology in a year, two, three, five, whatever that may be for an institution on their journey.
Yeah.
And so we're going to talk through all of those components and see what kind of engagement and things come in the room. But cloud itself, we were talking just a little bit ago, it's no longer just, oh, someone else's server. It is a slew of services that you can get that are readily made for you.
Mm-hmm.
Now, it's complicated to move from a legacy system to that. It actually mm-hmm. takes intention and migration and strategy. But for fintechs that are here, they often are starting with a somewhat of a greenfield state, so they get to take advantage of those things.
Right.
And credit unions also need to understand how that functions, because they're using those services.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
They're contracting with them.
Mm-hmm.
So the compliance and other components play into that.
I think what I would add to that is, and Mike, I think you were probably here for Lamont Black's talk, right?
Yes. Very good.
And we definitely got into some high, he didn't go high tech in his conversation, he kept it very high level, but mm-hmm. what he was talking about was extremely complex technologies, right?
Oh,
like
yeah.
He was, and I think it's interesting to me, right? You start talking about DeFi, you start talking about where the industry's going. Well, cloud is a component of that, no matter whether you think it is or isn't, right? And one of the things that we've seen is there's always this apprehension from a lot of the FIs, because they're like, well, yeah, I don't know that I feel comfortable. We can't touch it. We can't see it. To Kyle's point, we're not doing our. And it's like, but it's actually more secure. And I always like to use the reference of a bank, right? It's like, well, people go to credit unions and banks to put their money in it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So that's kind of like a cloud for vaults.
Yeah, you don't see it. Yeah.
I don't get to hold on to it. I don't get to touch it. It's in your vault, allegedly.
Right.
And so it's the same thing with the cloud, right? It's like, and then what is interesting to me is we walk into these institutions and they're using it already and don't know it. Office 365, right? A lot of our clients are on Office 365. That's a cloud application.
Yeah.
It runs in the cloud. Why wouldn't you put your Active Directory in the cloud? It's a lot mm-hmm. easier. They mm-hmm. can, I mean, you don't have to manage it. I mean, it frees. So to me, it's also the business use cases. Why do you want to do this? Mm-hmm. Why is it important to the credit union? Not just that it's a technology jump, but what's the value in it for the institution? And I think when you hear these forward-thinking people that we've been fortunate enough to hear here, you see where things are going, right? And it's all going to be, for lack of a better term, in the cloud,
right.
But in different ways, blockchain.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, all these things that we're going to use, and I believe that's where the industry's going. So,
I'm sorry to interrupt, but how do we get credit unions excited about this? Because there's those few or a minority that are already excited about it and are taking steps to get it, but there's a majority that aren't, and they're kind of, I don't want to say they're waiting on the sidelines to see what's going to happen, but
they are.
It seems kind of like that's the way it's going, unfortunately. So
it's not the technology.
How do we get credit unions excited about this?
It's not the technology at all. It's going to be the speed that they can actually serve their members and make changes. That's going to be a big part of it, I believe. It'll also be, there's already a shift happening with their vendor base.
Mm-hmm.
There'll be a shift happening with the vendors that also help them with technology. Pure IT is a component of that, a big component of that, that they're going to help them get there. So it isn't a jump, it's just, this is how it works. I mean, we have institutions now that have adopted some cloud or a hybrid cloud. We get a new PC. I mean, mm-hmm. this is a simple example, but you get a brand new PC. Maybe you even bought it at Best Buy. Please don't, but maybe you did, right? So you bought it there, you go home, you enter, there's a certain code you enter to make sure it's connected to now what is a cloud Active Directory as opposed to other.
Mm-hmm.
You can sign in with your account right away.
Mm-hmm.
And it will start doing all the security components. So your onboarding, it didn't go to an office.
You didn't have to go to IT.
They didn't have to have security review it. Now, guess what? The hard drive gets encrypted automatically. The antivirus, malware, all the other tools get installed on their own.
The applications that you actually need access to get installed on your laptop.
Right. And so you take this step forward, and it's so much better for getting up to speed as a new employee, of being able to help a member right away, of taking the workload off of IT and making it easier to manage.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And there's virtual desktops and other technologies too, but here we're still talking about a physical device that's sitting in front of you, but we're using cloud tools in order to enable it so it is efficient, so it is secure. And it's really more secure, back to Jack's point, than when it's inside my office building, because we saw this during the pandemic. All those tools that I had on my PC or my workstation were talking to things inside, and when I went home, they didn't update. They didn't communicate back.
Yeah,
you go to the cloud world, and now all of a sudden security is dispersed.
Yeah.
I think you asked the question that I answered your question. The lag. So it's in any trend, right? I mean, I think we all know this. You have your early adopters.
Oh yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And those are the people that tend to get the most value initially out of it, but their value then flows down, and that's when the laggards jump in.
Gotcha.
And it's always the same thing. It's interesting to me because we work in an industry that's very collaborative, right? We work in an industry that's actually very innovative, but doesn't realize they're innovative. And so it's those early adopters that drive that innovation mm-hmm, throughout
no
this
doubt.
Industry. And to me, it's fortunate. I feel very fortunate that we get to work with a lot of those more innovative
credit unions. Yeah. That's exciting.
That understand the gaps that they have internally from a resource perspective. So then the other side of this is what does the cloud give you from a time back to your people? Like, how could you strategically use those resources better internally if you didn't have them doing this day-to-day, keeping the lights on stuff that you can really push out?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
More strategic work, more new project work, more new solution,
more member impactful work. Right. Looking about how do we engage our members? I just read a really interesting article in McKinsey, the consulting firm, and they were talking about how do you take AI, and it was literally about financial institutions. So, yes, we're all going to use AI. I mean, it's a given.
We're already using AI.
Yeah. But how do you take that and merge that with the human aspects? Because especially like in a credit union, right? Like, you might be able to push your call center to AI, voice, like with a posh or some type of technology like that, right? Mm-hmm. And I think that's a great play because now, what's your highest turnover in your credit union? It's your call center.
Yeah.
So if you can alleviate that churn and give good, better service, that's where you probably want to leverage AI. But you still need a human that can pick up on, okay, when do we need to jump in and help that member in a different way, right? And so there's still a human component to that.
Mm-hmm.
But so anyway, I just think it's interesting to me because I feel like, and then you talk about that technology, that's cloud technology too. If someone does that, it's kind of, they're not going to build that on site.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So. Give me some takeaways that you guys want to get your audience excited about this stuff and to get them to move, get them to act.
Well, we're going to do some we're going to talk about some examples, mini case studies, large institution, small institution, fintech.
Mm-hmm.
And part of that is that it truly is a journey. So we do want people excited. There are huge opportunities to do this that directly translate into better efficiency, better application focus, better services directly connected to your member. So we want to talk about those so people are excited, but we also don't want to oversell the concept that, oh, the cloud is this magical pill or button, right? It's not. It takes time. It takes intentional. And really, starting that mindset today is really what we want people to do.
Please.
If you haven't already had this mindset, start it today. Yeah. Here's some principles or pillars that when you work towards these things in a strategy, they help you know how you're going to be where you want to be in 1, 2, 3 years.
Yeah.
So to Kyle's point, we're not like saying move everything to the cloud, right? It's what makes sense. Right. It may just be a few applications.
Mm-hmm.
It may not be. But look at it and look at where you can gain the most efficiencies, right? It's like, you don't have to do all of it. And then to your other point, you need a journey though. You need a strategy. Even if the first part of the strategy is we're just going to dig in and learn all we can about this and how it might be able to help us. Maybe that's where you start.
Yeah.
So to me, it is a journey, and it's a long journey because it never stops.
Well, it's never going to end.
It never ends, right?
There's opportunities. It's not that it never ends because it's a project that drags on.
No.
It never ends because
technology continues to evolve.
And it evolves faster because it's not dependent on things that are just on my team.
Mm-hmm.
Now,
mm-hmm.
our idea of collaboration. Well, the cloud is a larger platform, and they're building things for larger institutions as well as customer bases that are in government, that are in healthcare. Those things end up benefiting us in the financial industry.
Yeah, completely. Yeah. Completely. So what do you want the folks in your audience to go back to their credit union or their fintech on Monday morning with? What type of information? Because I think what you said, Jack, even if you just start researching this, the discovery process, you're going to discover things in your credit union, for example, that this can be used for sure.
I think what do you want people to do
on Monday morning?
I mean, I think that's interesting. So I think if you're going to start the research piece, you need to find someone that you trust to point you in where to get that information. So to me, like, I go to, there's a site, I'll share this with you guys. I love Tech Target. It's a site on the internet.
Tech Target.
Tech Target.
Okay.
And what it does is it actually has, it takes very complex things in technology and distills them down to very understandable.
Kind of like how it works.
Yeah. And so it's great because it, or now you could use ChatGPT. You could just put, hey, help me understand my.
Right. Be careful the response
you get. I'm totally joking. I mean, I'm not, and I am. It's kind of the combination of joking.
It'll get there.
But yes, I mean, I think that's where I would start. I would also say, look at your IT staff and look at the people that really want to grow and invest in them. Because the one thing that I have noticed is, I don't see that a lot when we walk into an institution.
Really?
Yeah. I don't, not on the IT side.
Yeah.
I see it in other areas of the credit union. Yeah. I mean, they invest in finance, they invest in... Right. But the people that are there need to know, they need to understand what's happening in the technology world and how that impacts finance and their members and what they can do with it. And I think... So that's where I would actually start is invest in your people. Get them to start that journey and figure out which ones really are excited about helping the credit union. Because here's the problem with technology. Technology for technology's sake doesn't mean anything. Like, you can go buy any tool, and if you buy the tool, it doesn't solve your problem until you put your people and your processes and you take and maximize the usage of that software or tool. So I try to tell people all the time, look, technology is not a panacea. Like, if you don't have the right processes, the right people, it doesn't matter.
Right.
It just doesn't matter. So invest in your people first.
Okay.
Right?
Okay.
To me, that's where you start. And then you move into, okay, what is our strategy and how do we leverage technology to reach this goal that we want? What is it? More member engagement? Is it? What is it? So the question you need to ask is, what do we want to do as a credit union? And then you backtrack into technology and figure out how to enable those things.
Reverse engineering?
It's reverse engineering. Okay. You have to start with the end in mind.
Okay.
So like when you walk into a credit union, when I do, the first question is, I don't want to talk about technology. What do you want to do? How do you? What is your strategic plan?
Right, that's a perfect question. Right. Yeah.
And then when they tell you, it's okay. Now we know what we need to look at and how you need to move forward with technology enabling that. Because the thing that I've seen is these two things are disparate in the credit union world. And what they need to do is this.
Yeah, yeah.
They have to come together.
Well, and that's the assessment that you guys do, right?
We do.
PRG?
We do.
So, yeah.
Okay. We do. I mean, that is one of the things we do. But I don't know that I would start there.
Right.
Like I said, I would start with your own people.
Right.
Because what if there's a person that's like, you have someone that's just excited about something and you didn't even know it. Like, we were talking about this in the small credit union breakout that I was in, which I'm kind of diverting a little, but we were talking about how do you grow people within small credit unions? How do they get talent, right?
Yeah,
and one of the things,
deal.
And then how do you manage said talent when you bring them in? Because then the other question was, well, how do you not lose people? And I don't have a magic answer for that, but what we talked about in the room was, it's by goal setting, right? It's like, when we lead our teams, you don't go to them and tell them what you want them to do. You say, what are your goals?
Mm-hmm.
What are your professional goals? What are your personal goals? Mm-hmm. And then you put a plan together for that individual that aligns with that, so you can hold them accountable because they told you what they wanted, not
right,
what you wanted.
Right.
It's what do you want, and let me help you get it, and I'm going to hold you accountable. As your leader, I'm going to help you achieve those things.
Right, okay.
And so to me, you do that with your tech guys. You start out, what are your technology, what do you want to learn? What do you want to know?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I'm going to hold you accountable for the credit union of knowing that this year. That's what you're, and to me, that's where you start.
Okay, got it. Kyle looked like he wanted to say something.
I just figured you were going to throw me the question next, so I got my wheels turning. You know?
Same question.
Answer's going.
Yeah. So if we're talking Monday morning, it's going back and refreshing and broadening that concept of what's happening around a cloud strategy. Because the cloud strategy now mixes into the overall strategy, and there's infrastructure, which a lot of what Pure IT deals with, that is foundational and must be dealt with. There's the people side, which you do have to be careful, just to add from a perspective, that sometimes you got to make sure the individuals know where the institution is headed so they choose the right kind of training or whatever. We see a lot of institutions invest in traditional legacy sort of training, and it doesn't actually lead to a new path.
That's correct.
So that's an important component. But really, it's going to have that, because it is infrastructure. It's also the lending solution that I chose. It's the core direction of where I'm headed. It's the integrations and the platforms, obviously, from the Janicy perspective. That's what we think about all the time, all the fintechs we may be working with. And so all of that together is part of a larger strategy, and it should fit into how we're going to leverage hosted in cloud public services mm-hmm. and how our partners leverage them too, because those things impact what we can do together mm-hmm. and what we can't. So we want that collaborative nature. We want to know that when we get down the path in a year or two, we haven't accidentally gone off the road and we're at a dead end.
Yeah, yeah,
and now it's going to take us an extra year yeah. to get back on the path again.
Right.
So there's that important intentional conversation that needs to happen. And I think we get satisfied with kind of just high-level conversations.
Right, right.
And we don't dive deeper or say that it's applying to everyone.
Right. Yeah. Don't you have to be aware of the evolution. That's yeah. what I think I'm getting from your response. So, because it's...
If you're not growing, you're dying, right? It's the old yeah. saying.
Completely,
so it's almost like a constant education process. Mm-hmm. Like I don't ever stop reading. Do you ever stop? I mean, I don't yeah. know everything, yeah. and I know I don't. So right. I'm constantly trying to read yeah. and educate and learn yeah. more, yeah. right? Yeah. And I think it's the same thing. And we just live in a world that changes. It used to be every 18 months. Now it's like every, 8 or 9 months.
I think it's right after this interview.
So right. And so you have to stay ahead yeah. of it. And then that makes it hard, too, because then... Some of these solutions, some of the things that we look at, they're not fully baked yet. They're not
right.
where they need to be completely. Mm-hmm. And so that's another hurdle mm-hmm. that you have to jump with people.
Yeah. How long is your session, guys? Is it only an hour?
One thing we didn't touch on, though, and that Kyle kind of hit on, was compliance. That was one of the things
yes,
we never talked
huge,
about.
It's a huge component that it has to be baked in. But that's what I was saying. The government, the healthcare, the finance, like it's already been a focus within these. Mm-hmm. You just know how to. You need to know how to use it.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what tool it is. This concept of being on-site or the cloud is more secure, I actually don't think any of that's true. The possibilities of being more secure are there if you put the intention into doing it.
Yeah.
You set things up correctly. You work through it. I mean, there are so many credit unions that did good work three, four years ago, but the world has changed, and now they're paying the same amount of money, and they probably have 10 times the available resources, security components, controls available to them that they're already paying for, mm-hmm. and they just don't even know about
it. Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. So we're working through those Ooh. Things.
And, one
and
of the
fintechs
things,
help, right?
Yeah.
You talk to a
well,
fintech
that's
partner.
What I was gonna say. We're working with, like, John,
tell you.
You know, John Wingate from Bank Social,
yes.
right?
Yes.
One of the things that he's helping us with, because we started collaborating, we had some ideas. I was like, I love this blockchain. I love the things that you're doing around not the crypto piece of it, but the actual auditable trail.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And so I was like, if there was a way that we could bring that into credit unions to track file movement, and now when the NCUA comes in to do your audit,
it's all right there.
Here you go.
Yeah.
There's everything.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't have to go get anything. It's just printed out. There you go. You can see everything. We're fully transparent. It's
yeah.
all auditable. Yeah. We're using blockchain to track this.
Yeah.
So we're talking about how do we build a service that you could then bring to credit unions to do that. So it's going to be in the cloud. I mean, wherever. So that's a cloud service that would actually help you be compliant.
Wow. Okay.
And it gives you an audible, loggable thing to show the NCUA. Say, look, we're doing everything the way we said we're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
And this shows you. And we can't change it because it's blockchain.
Yeah, yeah.
We can't go in and make it. And so, interesting stuff.
So many things you can do with the cloud. Yeah, so
yeah.
it's really cool that you guys are here and you're giving this talk today. So, so love to be a fly on the wall on that one for sure. So, you know, sneak in. If I'm not talking to anybody, I'll sneak in. And
there might be some other cool things going on, because I know we're a breakout and there's four others, and I'm sure there's some really
good
ones. I mean, there's great talkers here. So,
the
speakers
gosh.
Here.
The content here, the ones I've been to have been phenomenal. So, yeah,
yeah.
good stuff. All right, gentlemen, anything else to add? Kyle?
Just thank you very much
yeah, thank
for the
you
time.
For the talk.
Anytime. Anytime, guys. Always an adventure, always an education talking to you guys, so always appreciate it. So, keep up the good work there at your respective organizations, and we will
thank you
can't wait for the next one. All right,
sounds great.
Well done, lads. There they are, the dynamic duo.
Thanks.
A quick word from our sponsor, Community Financial's present CEO Tansley Stern's new podcast, Despite Impossible. This episode is sponsored by the On with Origins podcast. Learn how crediting experts conquer today's toughest challenges while driving measurable results.